Welcome to Elmhurst CRC's Daily Dose in the Word of God. It's Monday, April 1. This is Jeff Klein with your weekly reminder to move your faith beyond Sundays. I'm recording this as we approach Easter weekend, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and then Resurrection Day. On my way towards the resurrection celebration of Easter, the Holy Spirit has been whispering to me as I made my way to the men's Bible study I head to on Thursday mornings, to the prayer stations here at church, and in my own time of quiet. First, at Bible study, we're reading and talking about the Holy Spirit. One of the passages we read was from Acts chapter 8. A story I've read before, but it's the story of Philip being told to go and stand on the road. The Spirit of God told him to do this, to stand on the road and wait. Before he knows it, he meets a man riding in a chariot, reading the Bible, but not understanding what he's reading. He explains it to him, leads the man to Jesus, and baptizes him right there. Then I went to a prayer stations at church. I was reading the one passage from Galatians 4, reflecting on it and meditating on it. It reads, "Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives." When it comes to moving your faith beyond Sunday, how many of us are following the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives? How many of us even consider what the Spirit is saying to us? How many opportunities to share our faith have we missed because we weren't tuned in to what we heard the Spirit saying, or where we heard the Spirit telling us to go and stand and wait? How can we get more tuned in to the Spirit's leading? Imagine if a whole group of us really listened to the voice of the Spirit, or listened for the voice of the Spirit. Imagine if we were directed by the Spirit in every part of our lives. What would change? How many more lives would be touched? How much more would we be used by God in His world redeeming work? This week, can we make a commitment? Let's take God's word from Galatians seriously. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. What is the Spirit telling you to do? Maybe it's time to get going. Let's pray. Father God, there's tons of competing voices. Your Spirit is whispering to us each and every day. Lord, help us to shut out all the other voices so that we can actually hear what your Spirit is leading us and directing us to do. We pray all this in your name, Jesus. Amen.